Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast. This is week 52 of this. We've just hit over a year and I am absolutely pumped. Thank you so much for everyone who continues to tune into this podcast. It is so special knowing how many of you are tuning in every single week. And last week I did something a little bit special and said I'm going to give away two prizes to legends who send me in a screenshot of their review on Apple Podcasts. And I have had a few of you. So I am going to pick my two winners. So the first winner is, drumroll, Eliza Flynn. I'll be in contact, Eliza. Thank you so much for the comment. And the second winner is going to be a legend by the name of Brad Condick. So big congratulations to you two. You're legends. You've won the prizes. I'll be sending you a case of a wrapper and also a $100 voucher to the Good Human Factory. So I'll be in touch on Instagram. By the time this has come out, I probably would have already been in touch. So thanks to everyone who did send in a review. I love reading them all. And yeah, big appreciation to all of you. Also, big thank you to Arepa, our sponsor. Arepa continues to supply this podcast with brain fuel and continues to support this journey that we are on, which is all about trying to make the world a better place with our mental health. So Arepa is a brain function drink. They have a few really cool products. They are based in New Zealand and they have a New Zealand neuroberry, a pine bark extract, and also L-theanine. All these things have been developed by neuroscientists or been studied and put together by neuroscientists to prove that they are going to improve your brain. So if you use the code GOODHUMAN, you can head over to their website and get a big 25% off. You can also find it in Coles, Woolworths, and some Harris Farms. So check them out. They'd be big supporters of this podcast and I'm sure you're going to love their product. All right, as I do every single week, I'm going to read out a few of my gratitudes. So the 1% pod is all about the gratitudes written in from the legends in the 1% Good Club, Instagram accountability groups, giving 1% of their day to their mental health. 1% of your day is 14 minutes. So it's 10 minutes meditation every morning. I send a guided one to these group chats and every single night we do three gratitudes each. A couple hundred thousand gratitudes have been written in. It's a very special community. And if you haven't joined, it's completely free and I highly encourage you to check it out. So as I do every single week, I'm going to read out a few of my favorite gratitudes. First one, we have Ashley from group number 8. Today, I'm grateful for watching the UFC with my husband at home today. Unreal fights today. The crowd was crazy and I adore Volkanovski. Number 2, shopping around and finding some stunning and cheap accommodation in Morocco. And number 3, a check-in message from one of my gal pals. Can feel her positive energy through the message. Oh, Ashley, I love that. When your friends send you a message and check in on you, it's crazy how much impact that has. So if you know of someone who you probably haven't checked in on a while, let this be your little reminder. Send them a message, let them know you're thinking about them, and yeah, watch the positive impact it can have, just like it did for Ashley. And also, bloody hell, those UFC fights were epic. Volkanovski, what a legend he is. All right, next we have group number 4, Chris. Sunday gratitudes, the UFC, the Aussies did us proud in Perth. Absolutely, they did. Number 2, special friendships with a mate having personal issues. Grateful for his honesty and reaching out to me. Number 3, my beautiful wife for oh so many reasons. And number 4, new week on the horizon. Good on you, Chris. I bloody love that. Knowing that, yeah, you can be that friend there that can help out when people are going through personal issues. Very similar to Ashley. It's nice to know that there's people out there and these humans involved in the Good Humans 1% Club are, yeah, reaching out to each other and also being there for their friends. Next, we have from group number 6, Kate. Today, I'm grateful for being in the right place at the right time to be able to support a friend going through some tough stuff and help her with anxiety. Number two, new hairstyle feels. Number three, also grateful for aircon, especially in my car, which gets me wondering how the hell do we survive in Australian summers without air conditioning? Maybe I've just become soft as I've gotten older. Oh, Kate, I feel you. The whole air conditioner thing. I don't have air conditioner in my room and it gets warm sometimes, but something, this is kind of off topic, but that I noticed this week, it's really interesting. How the hell did we used to get around in cars before we had navigation systems? Oh my God. I'm just thinking back to when I was a kid having to help my parents look through directory books, and far out. Our memories must be so different to they used to be, because now we can just whack it in our phone and yeah, find it. But also, Kate, good on you for being there at the right place at the right time to support your friend going through some stuff. Sounds like it's been a bit of a week in the good club to support friends. So good on you, Kate. And the last one I'm going to read out for today is from Jake in group number two. Number one, I had Taco Bell for the first time today. Number two, an iced frappe. And number three, impulsively decided to buy The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck after my flight got delayed today. I haven't read a book in about 15 years, so it was really nice to spend some time on the plane reading. Very interesting take on living your best life. I'm a big fan so far. Oh, good on you, Jake. And that book is one that I have read. And to be honest, I actually didn't love it, but I'm reading a few things recently of little summaries from it. And I think there's some incredible parts throughout it. And that's actually going to be the topic I talk about today, because it popped up on LinkedIn, some of these little bite-sized topics. And it was something I was thinking about quite a bit this week. And I think we can all gather something out of this. So this little saying, the desire for more positive experience is itself a negative experience. And paradoxically, the acceptance of one's negative experience is itself a positive experience. So let me break that down just a little bit. Once we're trying to get more and have more and be more, it in turn creates a negative experience, because it makes us feel like we don't have enough. But then also, once we can accept that something negative is happening to us, it's almost that step forward in a positive direction to, label the thing negative and then move on from it. And how I kind of relate this to my life is understanding that the way that I've found for happiness is not in achieving more, but being happy with less. And the way that I break that down is just gratitude. The more that we can just be grateful for what we do have rather than expecting more. And it comes back to the one quote that I always go off that my dad always told me, and it's appreciation, not expectation. And now I know really what my dad always said to me as a kid, why my dad said that to me as a kid. And it was just all about trying to, just appreciate the little things we have in life and look around for the things that you do have that are going well, because so often there's going to be things that aren't going well. And once we can accept that, once, like I said at the start of this little topic, it's a positive experience once you can accept that things are the way they are. And then, this idea of just being grateful for the little things and finding the things in life that we can be happy about is such a big shift in mindset. That was one thing that I did find in the book really positive and really powerful. And it's great to hear that Jake from the 1% Club is also getting some outputs from that. So go check out The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. Very popular book, bright orange cover. You might get some good stuff out of it. I think there's some really, really interesting points about, just not letting the little things bother us, not letting other people's little things that they say to us get to us, because I'm a sucker for it all the time. But we can all be not thicker skin, but just realize that we don't need to be brought back by other people's comments. We're all going through life on the journey that we want to go on, and the more that we can be, or the less we can be fazed by other people's comments and by little things that aren't positive per se happen in our life, then the better off we're going to be. This Friday, another great guest. This guest is a beautiful human, actually. Her name is Sienna Earp, and she's a yogi and also a big social media, I guess you'd call her more of a yogi than a social media influencer, but she's got a great following on social media and really tries to use her story to inspire others to, take some healthy options in her life. So Sienna's someone who I'd been friends with her brother, actually, and then when I put out on social media a couple of weeks ago, who should I get on the podcast, a few people commented Sienna Earp. So her brother Sam linked me up and I went down to Byron and had a really, really nice conversation with her. We just got along so well and were on the same page about so, so many things in life. So listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a second.
She knew what to look for and she probably figured it out before I even did. I probably just knew that I was sad all the time and just started acting differently. And so she was trying to do as many things as she could to help me. She used to like sleep outside my room every night on a beanbag and I wasn't even aware because she just wanted to make sure that I was safe and that I wasn't going to like do anything to hurt myself. And I only found that out like later on as an adult and I was like, oh, like, bless. Thanks, Mom. And her and Dad actually had a conversation at one point where they were like, she's going to get through this. And if it means that one of us has to play devil's advocate, she will, because regardless of what they choose to do, their priority was my health and safety in that situation. And so she took on that burden and she played that role and she allowed me, because she knew that it was helpful for me at the time to have someone to blame and to take out any emotion that I was able to feel on her, like negative emotion, because you know how a lot of the time you just numb.
So you pushed a fair bit of it back on your mom.
A lot, like so much. And I'm so I'm so like sad by that I did that and didn't even realize the effect that it was having on her mental health as well as our relationship. But I'm so grateful for it as well.
All right, that was Sienna Earp, bloody legend. You're going to love that episode coming this Friday. Do not miss out on that one. If it is your first time tuning in today, which I'm sure for most of you it isn't, please do me a favor, go and hit that like and subscribe button. If you haven't already as well, head over to YouTube and check out some of our recent guest episodes. They've all been put, the last 5 episodes have been put on YouTube. I'm going to continue to bring in you all of the episodes from now on YouTube, just to give you a bit more of a feel if you're a person who sits and watches on a TV or a computer episodes. It's something that I don't do, but I am learning that there is a lot of people who do enjoy watching podcasts on YouTube. So go check that out. Give us a subscribe over there. Make sure you go over to the Good Human Factory website. Look at all the new stuff we're doing. We've got some really exciting things happening. New merch is coming very soon. The workshops are really starting to take off. I've got 7 workshops to run next week. So if you want to book a workshop in, make sure you head over to the website. There's a workshop tab and you can learn all about what my workshops entail. Big thanks to everyone who continues to tune in. I bloody love you all. I'll see you all as the week goes on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.